The scribes and the Pharisees, of course, were very concerned about the law and all of the regulations and details. Every smallest aspect of the law was the very focus of their life. And being obedient to that law and following what the Lord had commanded them to do. And so the scribe encounters Jesus, who is appearing on the scene as this new teacher. He seems to be teaching something that isn't exactly what the rabbis and teachers of old had taught. So the scribe asks, which is the first of all the commandments? After all, if the commandments are, at the very heart of your life, you're going to be interested in what this new teacher is teaching about the commandments and what's the most important of the commandments. And Jesus responds that loving God is the greatest commandment. St. Paul teaches us, I believe it's in the letter to the Galatians, that the law was given to the people of God sort of as a custodian, a babysitter, if you will, to keep the people on the right path until the time of Christ. And that at the time of Christ, the fullness of the law would be revealed, and that is love. And that the people would be given the Holy Spirit in order to be able to abide in love. And it's in abiding in love that all of the precepts of the law are fulfilled. Every last one. If you live by love, then you don't have to worry about the jots and tittles in the law. Because if you live by love, all of that is encompassed within it. But it's important also to remember that the love that we are supposed to live by is the very same love with which God loves us. We look at that love. How is that love described? Does God love us for his own benefit? Does God love us because we do what's right? Does God love us because he's just happy looking at us? God loves us, and he expresses his love through desiring what's good for us. He doesn't benefit from loving us. He doesn't love us because we do what's right. He lays down his life for us, gives us everything, gives up everything, so that we can have forgiveness, we can have mercy, we can have life and joy in this life. That's the kind of love that Jesus commands us to live by. It's a love that sacrifices oneself so that others might live.